Hello, welcome to another episode of Saturday Nuggets with Coach Ayanka. Good morning. Last week, we had the privilege of looking at how your investment helps you to determine the value you place on the relationship. But we are taking it a step further this week. What do you do when your experience in the relationship is not what you bargained for? In other words, your return on investment is critical to the stability or longevity of the relationship. But I'm not going to generalize the statement as I have, but I'm zooming in on you. How do you address that return on that investment that is not performing so well? How do you address it? Because it's an individual situation. Every investment is different. Some takes time to mature. Some performs well initially, and along the line they dip. So it is an individual affair. If it's not performing so well, the buck stops with you. Luke 15:28, and I quote the Bible. He said, "The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and entreated him." 29. "But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've served you, yet you have never given me so much as a little goat for celebration.' 31. The father said, 'You are always with me, and all I have is yours.'" The gentleman has been in that relationship with his father, for lack of a better word. And he had a lot of questions on his mind. Until one day he went to the father and said, "I've been in this thing for a while, and it looks like the return I'm getting on my investment is not what I am bargaining for." Point one. If only you would take your eyes off what you perceive you are losing in the transaction, you can look at the bigger picture. Because the father told him that, "I'm quite amazed. Because everything that belongs to me in this relationship belongs to you. You have me. We have got the kids. There is a level of peace. We've been in this relationship for some years now." Take your eye off the things that you think you are losing in that relationship and focus on the bigger picture, because all I have is for you. The second thing I realized was that the young man was waiting for his father to place value on him. He said that, I've been in this relationship. And the father said, "But you mean so much to me." Sometimes we are waiting for our partners to place value on us, and we miss out the value that we need to place on ourselves. Hey, it might sound like a cliche, but it is not. If you don't quit, you will win in that relationship. Be still and work it. I believe that the young man had questions on his mind, that I've been in this relationship all this while, I'm not getting anything. But one thing I observed was that he never quit. He kept working the relationship until one day he came to him and said, "We need to address this thing because it looks like I'm losing out." And the father said, "No, you are not losing out. If we would take our time and not emotionally abandon the project," because most of us are in relationship and truth be told, we have emotionally abandoned the project. "If we would be still, like I said, and not get emotionally wound up and abandon the project, but take our time and ask the necessary questions, I believe we will have the tenacity to stay, to address them. And after all, we'll get to know that all that is in the relationship is for us." Your nugget for today: clarity arises from stillness, in the same way as confusion from chaos. We spend our time in the relationship thinking about what could, should, would, perhaps, or might happen, and we miss out on what we need to be enjoying in the relationship. You've been listening to Koji Anka on Saturday Nuggets. Give me a ring on 079-5049-7711. Text, WhatsApp, and check the Nuggets page. Stay blessed.